Good morning. The veteran journalist Eamon Malley says there was a draft agreement between the DUP and Sinn Féin that was the culmination of a slew of versions exchanged between their two negotiating teams. Mr. Malley's website, eamonmalley.com, claims all the heavy lifting had been done on the big issues, including addressing three self-contained acts, an Irish Language Act, an Ulster Scots Act, and a third called Respecting Language and Diversity Act. He says this included new structures that would be a central translation hub for the civil service and an instant translation service for proceedings in the Assembly. Now, what we have done with these claims by these are two veteran journalists, Eamon Malley and Brian Rowan. What we've done about these claims is that we have put them to the Democratic Unionist Party. We have put them to the DUP this morning, and we are awaiting their response, which, of course, we will share with you today. We've been getting the reaction this morning from the TUV leader, Jim Allister.
Well, I have read it, and of course, the primary source here probably is Sinn Féin, and I think I'm conscious of the never-failing agenda of Sinn Féin to undermine unionism. But having said that, I think there are some serious claims made. The claim that the document that Sinn Féin say they have, in fact, came by email from the DUP. That's a claim which can be stood up if it's true, because if it's true, there'll be an email to that effect. So why do those who are saying this is the truth, why do they not publish that email? Equally, if it's not true, and if the DUP was valiantly resisting suggestions in that document, there must surely be minutes or emails from the DUP to that effect which they could publish. But the silence in that only adds to the suspicion. And, of course, the choreography was moving towards an agreement. But I think for the sake of clarity and transparency, which is important, and for the sake of morale within unionism, because it's been considerably dented by this process, I think the DUP need to fully come clean on this matter. We've heard what they say about an Irish Language Act, but had they agreed to an Irish Language Commissioner? Had they agreed to Irish in the Assembly? Had they agreed to a translation hub? Had they agreed to Irish in the courts? Had they agreed to the prospect of a Sinn Féin justice minister in 2022, something they said they would never allow?
Why does this?
There are many questions the DUP needs to answer.
Well, why does this matter? Because at the end of the day, whether they were close to agreeing it or not, they didn't agree to it. They walked away.
Well, yes, thankfully, they were prized away, perhaps, from it.
If they'd anything to walk away from, we don't know.
Well, all we can say is that the choreography looked different from that. And we do have this claim from Mr. Malley and Mr. Rowan as to where things were headed. And I'm putting it out there to the DUP that they have more to do to refute all of that and to give answers. And I would have thought there has to be a paper trail here. And that's a paper trail which will stand the thing up one way or the other. I'm happy about the fact that they walked away. I believe they walked away because there was a surge of opposition from across the unionist community, and that they who perhaps become cocooned in negotiations suddenly realised that they were out of touch with where they needed to be, and thankfully did back off. Now, I say all that subject to the caveat that Sinn Féin, of course, are in the business perpetually of undermining unionism and therefore have a vested interest in seeking to paint things in a certain way. But the circumstances are such that I think there are questions that the DUP needs to answer with great clarity, not in the manner in which Mr. Campbell sought to answer them in some media interviews last week.
Well, I heard Gregory Campbell. Actually, he was quite clear. There was no draft. There was no act. It was not agreed. That's what he said.
Then, of course, the flaw in his contention was that then emerged he hadn't been at the talks for 2 weeks.
He said he was talking. He said he had been talking closely with the negotiating team who had.
Yes, but why have they not put up any members of the negotiating team who can be put on the spot and ask the direct questions that all of this throw up? Is there a strategy in having somebody on who wasn't there so that they can say, oh, I didn't hear that happen, that never happened, etc. I think we do need much more clarity from the DUP on these issues.
Well, let's hear what Gregory Campbell said. Let's be very clear about this. Let's hear it.
Throughout the 12 months, there were papers exchanged, positions were looked at. There were occasions when we thought the gaps were narrowing, and it appeared that they were. There were other occasions when it looked as if the gap had widened again and other issues were introduced. That was the case throughout the 12 months.
Was it the case that the document was on the table, it had been drawn up by the two parties, it had not been finally agreed, but it was in the process of being put to the parties, MLAs, MPs and others? Is that the case?
No. There was no agreement, accord, draft or otherwise. There were discussions ongoing.
That's pretty clear, Jim.
Well, I have a very simple challenge for the DUP. Why don't they, if they say there were papers exchanging, why don't they now publish the last paper that they sent to Sinn Féin, and then we all can see what position they were taking, and they can explode this myth, if it is a myth, that there's anything like an agreement of the nature that has been suggested. So that's the challenge to them. They're saying papers were exchanged. Okay, come clean, publish the papers that they sent to Sinn Féin, and then we can all put this matter to bed.